You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Oracle Buffet. I'm your host, psychic astrologer, Heather Carmona, and once again, estoy muy agradecida de estar aquí. I'm very grateful to be here. We got a special show today. In honor of Libra season, I can't make up my mind. So I decided to take a caller and let them decide. Do they want an astrology reading? Do they want a reading from El Buffet de Oráculos? Or if we have time, do they want both? And speaking of time, I know I ran over quite a bit last week, so I'm going to try to avoid that this week. But anyway, while we get our caller on the line here, I want to talk about our sponsors. First sponsor of the day is High Class Grass. High Class Grass is a plant-based company dedicated to helping more people discover convenient and easy ways to enjoy plant-based foods. Also, our sponsor is the Lighthouse Center, Inc. in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. As you may know, the Lighthouse Center was founded by my grandmother, a gifted psychic, about 40 years ago. So if you're in the Whitmore Lake, Michigan area, please stop by, check them out, or go to their website at lighthousecenterinc.org. Finally, our last sponsor of the day is artist Leaf Tamer. Leaf Tamer is all over the socials, Facebook, Instagram. She not only does custom art pieces, she did a mural on my wall, she also does tattoos. So if you want some custom artwork done, or if you want a tattoo, look up Leaf Tamer online. Another thing I want to talk to you about here before we get someone on the phone is your solar return. So you may or may not know, you're like reborn every year. Most people are familiar with their birth charts, but they're not familiar with is their solar return charts. Every year when the sun returns to the same position it was when you were born, that's what's called your solar return. And when you cast that chart, you can see what the year ahead of you has in store. So if it's your birthday and you're wondering what's in store for the next year, look me up for a solar return. You can find me at psychicastrologywi.com. I not only do solar return reports, I also do readings. I love to sit down with you and talk about what the next year has in store. All right. So it looks like our caller is a little bit delayed here, so we're going to do a little mini reading while we wait. We're going to pull from the Oracle Buffet. We're going to pull for the birthday people this month. We're going to pull for the Libras. So if you're a Libra, this is for you. Libra, what does the universe want Libra to know today? The universe wants Libra to know work. What is mine for the doing? Libra, are you taking on other people's stuff again? Are you doing other people's work? You need to worry about the kind of work that you're doing and not everyone else's. So that's the little birthday message I have for Libra here. And since we got a little bit of extra time, actually, we don't have a little extra time. We got a caller. All right, let's bring him on. Hello, is this Suzanne?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Suzanne. My name's Heather. Thank you so much for calling in today. What would you like to do? Do you want to do an astrology reading or an Oracle Buffet reading or both?
I'll let you choose whatever you feel. And can I just ask you one thing? If you could maybe just speak up a little bit.
Oh yeah, definitely. Let me move my mic. Is that better?
I think because we're not supposed to put on the speakerphone that it's really hard to hear.
Okay. I'll try to enunciate and speak louder. I hope that's okay.
Perfect.
Okay. Question for you. Do you know your birth information, time and location?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right, Suzanne, let's... What's your date of birth?
August 6th. Do you need the year?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, 1958.
All right. And what time?
It was, I've been told, 3:15. I believe it's a.m.
And where did that miracle happen at?
That miracle happened in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
All right. There we go. Now, do you have any pressing issues that you want me to look at, or do you just want me to start reading?
There is one. It's not pressing, but it's of importance to me. I don't know
if it
would help. Am I able to ask or what?
Yeah, is it your career or your love life?
Oh, neither. Neither.
Neither. Okay, which one is it then?
It happens to do with a grown adult child of mine.
That also makes sense. You guys are fighting right now, I see.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, you've got a couple plans that's transiting your fifth house. The fifth house represents children. It represents creativity. It also represents self-expression. So you're going through a Mars transit right now. And actually a Mercury transit too. But anyway, Suzanne, what you're feeling, again, is very real. Mars is energy, ambition, aggression, drive. So when this transits certain houses, it causes quarrels, I guess, for lack of better terms, in that area. So what you're going through is very real. That doesn't mean it's got to be worst case scenario or got to be the end of the world here. But you also have Mercury in the fifth house as well, and it appears to be your north node. So did you find out some new information about this person?
Yeah, well, sort of.
I reach a new understanding.
I'm trying to work on the person to come out here with us. Yeah.
What do you mean come out here with us?
We're in a different province. We've moved. And he's going through a lot right now, and we're trying to be good parents.
Okay. I understand. I think I have a feeling of what a lot is. I don't want to announce that right now. But based on the planets in play here, I do have a feeling about what might be going on. Just know that this is very much meant to happen right now at this point. It's not going to last all that long. The depths of it or the worst of it's going to be over within the next probably month or two here. So this is very much destined to happen, and these difficulties are part of your life lesson here, or life journey. So just know that you're not doing anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. And this person, they're going through the depths of it now. I would definitely encourage you to have this person reach out for a reading, or you do a reading on them, or whatever. We pull their chart and look at what's going on specifically. Because again, I do have a very good theory about what's going on with them, but I'm not going to announce it here. But just know that this is very natural. This is like astrology. Astrology is a series of dials and like clocks almost. And this is where your dial is at right now. It's in the fifth house for Mars, which means fight with kids. So very natural, but not going to last forever. Just know that you're doing a good job, and it'll be over with soon. There'll be some sort of resolution here in the next month or so, I would say. Is there anything else you want me to look at?
Not so much. No, just there's other stuff going on here, but it's nothing pressing. No.
Okay. Well, I'm going to pull some cards because there's a lot I could talk about with the rest of your chart, but last week I ran over quite a bit and I want to avoid that this week. So I'm going to pull some cards, okay? All right. What do we need to know about the past with this person? All right, the past. Divine assistance. I am open to receive. Change me, divine beloved, into one who is willing to receive all the right help. Let me feel deserving of divine assistance in every way. Open me to receive. Okay, so that's the past. You are likely giving them a lot of assistance, I assume, as most good parents do. All right, what about the present? What's going on right now? What is going on right now? Growth. I want to expand my consciousness and awareness. So, Suzanne, where is the opportunity for growth here for both you and them? What is being asked of you right now? I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me. Well, I think we're both stubborn.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
That's fair. That's fair. A Leo stubborn? No way. Okay. So one of you has to give. All right. So what does the future hold for them? Let's check it out here. What does the future hold here? I'm going to go with this card. The future. I bless my home with love. I put love in every corner, and my home lovingly responds with warmth and comfort. I am at peace. My home is a peaceful haven. I don't think I could have chose a better card if I wanted to, Suzanne.
Exactly.
This is perfect. Yep. So it sounds like one of you has to give here on what you're being a little stubborn with. Comes as some sort of compromise, but in the future, yes, your home is going to be a peaceful haven for both of you. And I do see you guys joining each other at some point here. But yeah, your home is going to be a place of love, warmth, and comfort in the very near future. So good for you. That's a great card. Thanks, universe, for those messages. So I know this has been very short, but I am running out of time here. So I want. And if you want to continue this conversation, I would love to. Just contact me on my site. But thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. All right. Am I still here? Okay, good. I'm still here. So that was good. It was short and it was sweet. I like doing the 1-2 punch with the astrology reading and the card readings just because, I don't know, I just like to do it. Anyway, it's like a double message. So we're down to 30 seconds. Doing a lot better this week than last week. Thanks, universe. Thank myself for watching the clock this time. But anyway, and thank you, Psychic Radio Network and Moonstruck TV, for having me here and allowing me this opportunity to do El Buffet de Oráculos, the Oracle Buffet. Y'all have a wonderful day, and we will see you next week on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time.